Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Washington Chamber of Commerce event coordinator Alicia Davis and Isabella Santoro from the Lett Center for the Creative and Healing Arts about the upcoming Gallery Art Walk in Washington.
This month, art is celebrated in Washington. Can you share what the gallery walk is, what the art walk is?
The gallery art walk is an event we put on downtown where we have artists featured in all the shops around the square, and it allows patrons to walk around and view their art and all the different things that we have going on. There's a lot of variety.
Yeah, one interesting thing that we've seen over the last few years are water softener tubes that become masterpieces. Can you share what that is?
Yeah, sure. That's our Totally Tubular Transformation. We always do it in conjunction with the gallery walk to kind of promote all forms of art, really. And so during the 2 weeks of gallery art walk, the 16th through the 29th of July, there'll be the artists that Alicia mentioned, which could be photographers, painters. I think we've had some other more 3D work as well displayed in the windows. And then these water softeners are kind of decommissioned and no longer serve a purpose. We ended up with a bunch of those, long story. And we've sold them for just $10 each, and then artists have gotten really creative decorating them. They're due back on July 6th, after which, again, the first day of Gallery Walk, the 16th, those will actually be on display on the sidewalks around the square, for the most part anyway. There will be some outdoor art as well.
And with those tubes, did you get quite a variety of talent and skill level?
Yes, that's one of the things I love about this project, is you don't have to be an artist to do it. We have a lot of people who have never painted before or, you know, wouldn't call themselves crafty that decide to give this a go. And in fact, this year we've sold so far 30 tubes to 21 different people, so 21 different artists, new or old. And we've only had a few returned so far, so I'm curious to see how the variety once they all come back.
And there's an Alive After 5 event to kind of kick everything off. Can you explain that?
Yes, the Lett Center is doing their Alive After 5 on July 10th from 5 to 7, and they will have a meet and greet where you can meet all the artists and view all the tubes.
Mm-hmm. We'll have some refreshments catered by, you guessed it, Cafe Dodici.
Always delicious.
So we're excited to go to that and promote that event for everyone to go to. It'll be a fun one.
And why do each of you feel it's important to showcase local artists and to do things like this in downtown Washington?
Well, the mission of the Lett Center is, and that's the Lett Center for the Healing and Creative Arts, is to make Washington a place where the arts can thrive. So that's our mission, that's our goal. And this is a big part. You know, it's celebrating those who are already established artists with the gallery walk that's been around for years and years, and encouraging others to kind of come out of their shell and maybe become artists themselves.
Yeah, I think that you don't realize how much art is in the community, and we take about a half a month to showcase it all. So I think that's pretty impressive for our small town.
And it all culminates with an auction with these tubes. Can you share when that will be and how it's going to benefit not just the Lett Center?
Yes, that'll be Saturday, July 28th, starting at noon in Central Park on the bandstand. And every year we partner with an organization to split the proceeds of the auction. And this year, the Lett Center is splitting the proceeds with Latinos for Washington, Inc., which is also a local nonprofit. And we'll have some live music there as well. And Latinos for Washington will be providing some food. I'm not totally sure what that is. I'm sure it'll be delicious. And aguas frescas, and we'll have a bake sale. So it'll be a fun event, a couple hours at least.
And last year, you partnered with Paws and More, so we saw a lot of animal-themed tubes. Is there a theme with this one, too?
Yes, we kind of loosely encouraged people to stick with the Latin American theme, given our partnership with Latinos for Washington this year. So, like, the few that have been returned have been Day of the Dead themed. We've had some exotic birds, a palm tree, but really the sky's the limit, so I'm curious to see what all we get.
So if you want to come check out this Latin American themed art or help donate to Let's and get a piece of artwork out of it, how do people then bid?
You'll have to come to the auction and you'll register at our table and we'll give you a bidding paddle. Actually, our wonderful mayor, Jaron Rosine, will be the auctioneer / MC. He's great at that. And we'll be helping him out, kind of seeing who all is bidding, and highest bidder gets that tube.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Alicia Davis, event coordinator at the Washington Chamber of Commerce, and Isabella Santoro with the Let Center for the Healing and Creative Arts. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.